Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now I'm joined in studio by the fabulous skin nerd, Jennifer Ross. Hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
Great, really good.
Oh, great, I know. Buzzy weekend, here we go into another fabulous week. You are here to talk us all through the do's and don'ts. So we have got fabulous, fabulous looking skin this summer.
That is the plan, that is the plan.
One of the main things is the fact that we haven't really seen a whole lot of sun. I know we had a great day yesterday, but they're few and far between at this point. So people really take on a different approach with fake tan options, save time, obviously avoid a burn. We don't really want to be putting our face out into the sun as it is. What are your tips on the best tan to buy?
So, okay, great question. So first of all, you're right. I think our bodies have been hibernating and we're starting to get a glimmer of summer. Like I'm wearing ripped jeans today, so my knees are on show.
Treat.
I know, controversial. But yeah, it's ultimately trying to prepare your skin for whether you're staying in Ireland, maybe you're going jumping on a plane or a boat and you're getting a little bit more UVB rays than what we're used to. So people tend to go from almost zero to hero, Laura. I do it myself at times. Like the feet have been hidden, the limbs have been hidden. And then I'm like, right, how do I mind myself? So I think the main thing I'd say as a don't is try to remove yourself from the scrubs. So I think of like TLC, like we don't want no scrubs. What's that song? Sing about me.
No scrub. Oh my God, why? This is happening to me again. Kate's like, why do you always forget the lyrics right when you need them?
But we don't want scrubs on the skin. Firstly, so it's the sustainability reality of it. And scrubs have really changed in skincare over the last few years, but it's actually acid-based skincare that we're very much for. Yeah. And the word acid tends to still terrify people. But if I could just remind us that our skin is acidic. So putting a very mild, gentle, acid-based lotion or shower gel is perfectly fine. So if you're thinking, right, okay, this makes sense because an acid my skin has it, it'll lightly, slightly exfoliate the skin. It's psychologically different when you use an acid-based product because you don't have that grit that you've perhaps grown up with. So you don't get that mechanical, you know, really washing my body kind of sensation, which we don't want you to have. So you're looking for something like lactic acid, glycolic acid, or if you're like myself and spots like to appear pretty much anywhere on your body. They're not specific to the face. Salicylic acid. And you can get it in all pharmacies, all products, all prices. So whatever suits you.
I remember you years ago actually saying about a fake tan in general, about like taking it off, making sure you don't want to scrub your skin. If you should be able to just take it off with a cloth.
Yes.
Like, and just a quick wipe. So if it's doing its job properly, that's what it is.
And I know you and I love tan. There's no denying that I love. And I love to fake it, never make it, right? That's definitely the reality. But it's sometimes my qualm with when people talk about putting their tan on is they allow it to get to the very last day and then they have to physically mechanically try to take it off. So actually they would suggest, experts would suggest, that if you're putting a tan on, you almost 2-3 days after it's on, you then start to exfoliate it gradually off, so it's a kinder way to the skin and then you get a better kind of removal. You are the master of tan though, so I feel like you've lots of tips and tricks.
Oh yeah, well no, that's one of the main ones, is like you're actually nearly starting the taking off process nearly as soon as it goes on, but then it means that you can keep it topped up for longer by using gradual tanners on top of it, and then you can get that week long glow. But it is like that, if you don't do any form of a scrub and leave it to day 6, then you just look like Tiger Red.
Gaily. It's not the most attractive. And then keeping hydration onto the skin is definitely key. So again, I do love gradual tanners to kind of prolong my tan if I'm placing it on, or if I'm not, say I'm not someone who likes tan at all, just keeping that hydration level in the skin is always key. And I'll always say inside out, I swear this is going to be written on my tombstone, like here she lay saying inside out all her life. But inside out basically means don't just depend on a topical product like a cream, you know, looking after your essential fatty acid intake on the inside. So your nuts, your seeds, your fish, if you eat it, your oils will really hydrate the skin. And it's like an internal moisturizer for the body. And you can see it. Like I'm getting ready, my hen is abroad in a couple of weeks' time. I am getting the essential fatty acids into my body so that it's about trying to do it as long, you know, as continuous as I can, not just sugar, it's Friday and I need it to look good for Monday. So it's trying not to do it last minute. So definitely acids are definitely something I would hugely recommend, doing it slowly and gently and progressively as opposed to all in, doing it, I suppose, over a period of a couple of weeks, getting used to it. Patch test anything that's new to you and try to stay away from the scrubs. And then exactly as you said, if you're choosing a tan, like for tans, the tan I try to choose is one that is really hydrating as a base, has a beautiful pigment to it, because we always want to go for what we feel looks good, but ultimately something that has lots of antioxidants, anti-aging ingredients like your shea butters. Like, it's really a tan that isn't just a pigment, it's a tan that has lots of good skin loving ingredients inside it as well, so that helps the prep and the post part,
and
as
it
well.
Helps the lack of tanning disasters. I remember before I didn't have a mish. I'll never forget this as long as I live, because the girls all have photos of it as well. It was the
they're good friends. They are the true friends.
But my tan itself actually wasn't that bad. I applied it with a sock. So I popped the sock on. But then, look, after a couple of lemonades and everything, I came back to my house and there was no heating in my house at all. And I was rummaging around the ground in the dark, put on this sock, woke up the next morning, and all of this tan had seeped on. So I had one foot that was, honestly, it just looked like I'd stepped in, like, in the bog, and I came out with it, and it was all, it nearly looked like it was grainy. It was horrible. Oh, no. So yeah, that took weeks
we're just going to move past that public declaration. But look, tan mishaps happen. I think the key thing is keeping the skin hydrated. For example, I'd have quite dry elbows and knees. I feel like I'm singing another song, elbows, knees and toes, knees and toes. But putting a barrier cream on before you apply your tan is important. And then the last thing I'll say, because we have had this so much in our DMs over the last few weeks, when you're applying tan, are you safe from the sun? And you're not. A tanning product isn't your SPF, so that does have to be separate. And then one question we also get a lot about tanning just while we're here is, what do I do for my face? So I know if I put a traditional typical tan onto my face, I am a walking talking blackhead for the next 10 days, because a lot of tanning products will have an ingredient in it called DHA, which is ultimately what causes the skin to change that colour and get the pigment that you so desire. But it also can leave what's called tan spots or tan comedones. I don't know if you've ever noticed it. With
happens on my back sometimes.
Yeah, and again, it's down to using reputable brands, and I'm always trying to support Irish too, but blackheads across the chest, you feel so good and gloriously dewy and bronzed, and then you're like, no. So how do you look after that? Back to that preparation part is key. But when it comes to the face, perhaps choosing like a facial tanning serum or a facial tanning mist that is designed specifically for the face, and you can top that up each night, just a little spray after your skincare regime.
Yeah, and they've got a lot of them that are built in with like hyaluronic acid and stuff, so they are nice and nourishing, so you're waking up glowy, because your skin is actually looking good, but there's that tiny little bit of tan in there as well. Speaking of stuff that we put on our face, what a nice little segue into this. Retinol, all right?
Yes.
Look, we've spoken about this before, but it is a trendy treatment, but there is a bit of backlash. What is your advice for people out there for retinol? It's always start small, I'm assuming.
Start small. So retinol, for anyone that doesn't know, is essentially, you might have heard another word called retinoid. In essence, it's basically, there's a vitamin A family tree. Vitamin A's are usually found in serums. You can get them in body serums or face serums. Mm-hmm. Why would you opt to consider a retinoid or a retinol? To be honest, it's probably the most clinically proven ingredient that you can use on your skin, assuming you cleanse an SPF, right? I'm going to park that to the side. They're the non-negotiables. But in terms of retinol, start with something like a 0.6%, work your way up to 1%. But it's not a race, it's doing it slowly and surely. But to think, why do I want to apply this to my skin? What is this ingredient? It really is so active, meaning that it helps with the depth of lines, wrinkles, pigment. So it helps with, I suppose, lines and wrinkles and open pores. It definitely helps those look a lot smaller after a couple of weeks. This is not an overnight success. I wish it was, but
nothing
patience.
Nothing
that has longevity is. Yeah. And then it definitely helps with colours, so the pigmentation and a lot of redness that we have in our skin. And it helps with texture. So I know on a day like today, driving in, I caught myself in the review mirror, and you can see those little, like there's a little bit of flakiness there, and you're thinking, God, should her skin not be flawless? No, because I'm human too. So I know that I just have to get back on, you know, being religious in my retinol. And it really helps people that get those lumps and bumps under the skin. So basically the smoothness of your skin, it helps with the clarity, the colour, and then the depth of lines and wrinkles. So you can see why it's a go-to ingredient for, honestly, millions of people. It's one of the most searched terms on TikTok right now. However, to bring it back to that sun part and hopefully getting those beautiful rays over the next few weeks and months that we oh so crave, retinol does and can make your skin slightly sensitive to light. So it just means that you need to be really diligent with your SPF application and be conscious of those acids that I mentioned at the beginning. So I personally need a salicylic acid for my face.
Yeah.
My body likes to create a swatch or two, particular times of the month and so on. But salicylic acid and retinol, just not in the same night. Lactic acid, glycolic, not on the same night as retinol. And as you said beautifully, start really slowly. And so once this week you might put on at nighttime, next week twice, three times, you know, so build, 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 incrementally get those results and take photographs. You will not believe the difference in your skin.
It's so funny that you mentioned there that you caught yourself in the rearview mirror and you're
It's a horrible mirror. I know it's there for safety, but from a vanity perspective, no, don't look at it.
But it's so funny because I'm here looking at you and I'm like, wow, she looks amazing. Like you look so glowy and you look so good. We scrutinize ourselves more and I think that that is something to be very conscious
very
of.
Aware.
You are looking at yourself way more intently than anybody else is. But, you know, there's little tips and tricks that we can do.
That's why I say the photograph, because when I look at my skin, I see the one piece I want to work on. Mm-hmm. But if you take that photograph, you see a more, I suppose, subjective version of yourself. Like it's just a little bit more impartial. So yeah, really good point. And skincare is meant to make you feel better, not worse about yourself. So.
And also, it was actually a girl said this the other day on TikTok where she said, you fix one, like, and I say this in quotation marks, problem area, and then you move on to the next.
Yes.
So you're constantly always like scrutinizing and looking at yourself. So take the photos, look at yourself, and then give yourself a round of applause and say,
absolutely,
I did great.
For and my enjoy it. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, for those parts of the body that might be covered up for most of the year, and now, you know, we kind of have a bit of a panic when the sun comes out and we're going, oh God, the lumps, bumps, redness, cellulite, pigmentation, all of that. What are the do's and don'ts there?
The main one that we would find, particularly people that would, I suppose, a lot of Irish skins would talk about, is what's called chicken skin. No, it's not actually called chicken skin, but for
that's
the
what
visual,
we refer to it as. Yeah.
Exactly. So for anyone that doesn't know, it's called keratosis pilaris. So essentially it is, usually it comes on the back of the arms, and traditionally a lot of Irish clients will not like to take a photograph of their arms, not mm-hmm. because of the body, but the body part that it is, but because the redness picks up on camera. Yeah. So keratosis pilaris, aka chicken skin. We just give ourselves, back to what you just said, there, all these skin conditions are given woeful names that really
horrible
hurt your heart. Imagine I said to you, look at you and your chicken skin. So why is it called chicken skin? Because it does look like you've just plucked a little chicken, because the hair, the basically between the skin and the hair, there's a little plug within it, and they just become a little bit bulbous, and it's kind of rough to the touch. It can be quite dry and it looks quite red. So what can you do? Actually, some of the ingredients we've just said, so gently exfoliating, actually with salicylic acid. So again, you can get a facial cleanser with salicylic mm-hmm. acid and just put it on, such a small amount needed, onto the back of the arms before you get into the shower. That oil soluble ingredient, meaning that it breaks down oil, will help break down that little plug that I mentioned, that's your hair and your skin attached. And then long term, this is so interesting, right? Because long term, to try and really help it, it's not just exfoliate, because that's like a short term phase of just scrubbing off, in a mm-hmm. sense, back to that word scrub, but exfoliating away. It's trying to get a vitamin A. So even example, that retinol that we were talking about, you could pop it into a really regular moisturizer that doesn't have any fragrance or anything in it. And you can almost at home, kind of chemistry wise, mix your own retinol into a base moisturizer and apply to that area, and you will see a huge difference. And this is going full circle, because omegas that we mentioned earlier, so your essential fatty acids, they really help when you're when you have a lot of, a lot is insufficient, like the correct levels, mm-hmm. A healthy diet of essential fatty acids, that really helps your keratosis pilaris. So for KP, because it's a lot of concerns on this island, it's essentially exfoliate with salicylic acid or something that has that ability to dissolve. Then it is using something with vitamin A in it if you can, and then ultimately your omegas inside. So you can see there's a lot of benefit for having the same ingredient. It helps so many parts of the skin, because they all help the skin be as healthy as possible.
It's so wild as well, because we look at our faces nearly like it's detached from our body, in the sense of our different skincare. It's like you slap on, like I would always be like, I'll just put my body moisturizer on my body, and then I will do like my three steps on my face that I find very important. But I never would have even thought to apply the same thing to areas that I would have concern about.
Yeah.
We actually got a text in here that says, can you please ask the skin expert what she would recommend for a 12-year-old with sensitive skin to gently cleanse and moisturize? I know we did a session on teenage skin a couple of months ago with Jen, like here, but like just very simply, what would you do?
You're looking for ingredients with probiotics and glycerin, or even the hyaluronic that you mentioned earlier, that they're really key calming, hydrating ingredients. But there's so many pharmacies across the country that I honestly think it's just worth nipping in and saying, this is my child, what can I do? Mm-hmm. Really, it is cleansing, maybe hydrating serum and an SPF, and just getting them into the habit of that. And then as they start to come towards perhaps the more hormonal side of their life, they might be able to bring in a very mild level of that ingredient I mentioned, salicylic acid, but they just don't need the same activity that we could have, say, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s and beyond.
So much information.
So much information.
So much information. But as always, I think like down to the basics of all of that, when we're talking about like tanning, the prep is what's most important. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me.
Very proud of you.
Yeah, gotta really like think that in your brain. We don't need the scrubs. It's all about the acids and just starting small and building our way up.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better.
Jennifer Rock, CEO and founder of Skingredients and The Skin Nerd. Thank you so much for that. Jennifer will be back with her travel tips next month, so don't miss that before boarding.
Jen Zamparelli on on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahhealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.